You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now for a different look at China's economy with more math. Consumer inflation in China was up 3% last month, a six-year high, in part because pork prices shot up almost 70%. For more, I'm joined by Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, in Shanghai. Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about the situation on the ground and specifically about pork and the inflation in food prices.
Right. Well, inflation has gone up so high because pork is a staple in the Chinese diet. So even things that you don't think contains pork, it's not in the name at all, it's in it. So prices went up because of something called the African swine fever. It's devastated the pig population, and so prices have gone up. The other thing that's also gone up is fruit prices, which in the last few months have gone up in the double digits as well because of bad weather. So all of these things compounded has pushed the inflation prices up.
And how are you experiencing it? How are people on the ground really feeling right now? What does it look like in the grocery store?
Well, of course, the pork stalls, you know, everyone when I go to my local meat and veggie market, they're kind of a bit sad looking. You know, they say people aren't buying as much, that they're really suffering. A lot of people are trying really hard not to raise the prices too high because they want customers to come back. But on a day-to-day basis, I think people are maybe able to cut back a bit. Because remember, there are people over the age of 50 or 60, they tell me that they only had meat maybe once or twice a year. So for people to cut back, I'm not saying it's not going to be painful, but some people are perhaps buying less. We're not saying that they're completely cutting meat out entirely.
Is there a clear sense that this is related to the trade war in any way, or are people mostly blaming the swine flu for these shortages?
Well, of course, in the local media, which is heavily censored, it's mainly about the African swine fever. So people on the street, they know that the economy is slowing down. They're worried about it, but they don't really know exactly why, when it's going to happen. So everyone's just trying to make sure that they could cover the basics. And don't forget, it's not just food prices that are going up. Housing prices are still going up. Also, education, healthcare, people have to take care of their elderly parents. Those things weigh on people a lot more than the trade tensions with the U.S.
For all our differences, some things are the same. Presumably, to sort of bring it around to the U.S., presumably this pork shortage in particular is good for U.S. pork producers to fill some of that shortage, right? Is there any sense that some of this gap could be made up by importing from the United States?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is the prime time for U.S. pork producers to jump right in, right? 40% decline in the pig population, it's perfect. Unfortunately, they're not benefiting as much as other countries would be selling pork to China because of something called the tariff war. So they have an extra 50% tariff on their pork. But in terms of satisfying China's demand, you have to understand that imports account for a very tiny portion of the pork consumed in China. 95% of the pork consumed in China is produced right here.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent. Jennifer, thanks so much for staying up late.
No problem. Thanks for having me.